Y hasta luego.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
We're really on?
I think so. Is this mic on?
Yes, it is.
You know what I was thinking about today? Remember last week when we were talking about the show, about we're the only show that just talks about the show the entire time?
Yeah.
It's sort of making me giggle, and I'm sure it's really annoying to people, but...
Let's talk about it.
It's so true. We sit here and just talk about the show for an hour and a half. Isn't that odd?
Let's talk about the show.
Yeah, let's talk about how we talk about how we're going to talk about the show.
It was making me giggle today thinking about it. I was like, we really do that. Do that? Do that?
You said do.
We really do that.
Apparently. Where were you when this was making you giggle?
I was thinking about it this afternoon. I was, I started to like...
You're taking a bath. You're like
taking a bubble
bath,
a couple of about 400 candles around the edge of the bathtub.
Reading A Tale of Two Cities?
No, I was reading some romance novels.
Ugh.
Big picture of Fabio staring me right in the eye. What is that?
You can have the rest. Have the rest. Enjoy. I know you're sober now, so that's the closest thing you can have. Drew's getting a colonoscopy tomorrow morning. And he had to drink that. And he was supposed to finish it. And Drew's a bad boy because he did not finish it. Will you please turn me up there, Tyler? It's unbelievable. Every week I got to ask you to do that. Unfucking believable. Hey, don't take pictures of compromising things with Drew's personal information on it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't know his middle name.
He's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Snap.
Let me take
Snap crackle. Hey, big after disaster tonight. Are we rolling on this?
We're rolling.
We're on video?
Worldwide.
I really do enjoy the, if you're lucky enough to be watching the video, we have, oh, it's went to black. Is that Rune's little joke there? That's a funny one. I like that. But we have things from within the show. Tyler, play the two sound effects of what's behind me. So if no one's looking, they can at least hear what they would be seeing. Tyler's kind of slow. He's a little slow at my job. There are no Mexican fellows behind me. There's one. And here comes the other. That's not. There's no black men behind me. That'd be sweet. Like my idea. There's the other.
Wait for it.
Oh, it's so good. But more important than that.
This has his address on it.
That's why you shouldn't be taking pictures and tweeting.
You're right. Here's the weird thing is he gets his prescriptions from another doctor.
Well, yeah, you can't prescribe
of
shit.
Of course
to
you
your
can.
Stuff.
What do
you
mean
absolutely
that's a weird
can.
Thing, Mike?
You can't prescribe
stuff. Of course
stuff
you
to
can.
You can prescribe stuff to your stuff.
Yeah, no, so, I've seen doctors do that, write themselves a prescription.
That's crazy. Dude. That'd be like working at El Pollo Loco or Burger King.
And serving yourself
and
chicken.
And making yourself a hamburger.
Yeah.
You're not allowed, dude. That's not fair in the universe.
Are you saying El Pollo Loco employees are the equivalent to a doctor?
Yeah, in my mind, they are. Most important part of tonight's program is the afterdisaster.com is going to be entirely worthless tonight as far as I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
It is unmanned. Because Scott by Scott is actually in the building. He's actually screening calls right now. And he has been on the show once, and we were very mean to him. And he has come in person.
I believe the words were, Mike said, that guy sounds like a dick. And I said, that guy makes our website. And Mike said, oh. Then maybe he wasn't that bad.
Here's the problem with us being confronted. Here's the weird thing is Scott does more work than we ever did on the show, with the exception of you putting those mugs.
Oh, the mugs. I almost brought the fifth and final mug in tonight, the leg mug.
He's done more work for the show.
Should I have brought that in? Should I make it so that it goes up next Thursday? So
no,
the fifth
on
and
Saturday
final
we'll
mug?
Take a bunch of crazy pictures with the mug, and then we'll post
oh,
it with
right.
the mug. It'll be worth so much money.
Oh, okay.
It's going to sell for like $800.
Can you come over to my place on Saturday?
Probably.
Yeah, come on over because Milan's coming over. He's bringing the kid, which is kind of a minus, to be honest.
Yeah.
But more, what's a plus is Lorenzo and Tyler White are going to be there, and we're going to be dipping in the pool, and it's going to be a good time. So if you're calling or if you'd like to call, Scott by Scott, our internet guy, is the phone screener tonight.
1-800-LOUD.
A couple lines open. 1-800-LOUD-191. I should say right off the bat that there's a new Film Vault. I got them confused. Up available on iTunes.
Why are you killing mine too?
I'm not. Why would? How would I be killing yours? You're not even talking. How would you know if I was killing yours?
Top five topless scenes is the topic.
I don't know.
And I think it's probably a terrible episode because I left there feeling pretty
good. Is one Bruce Willis in Die Hard?
No.
That is a good double scene. Some quality man nipples.
When he's on the roof.
And I'm sorry, Brian, goddamn Bald Bishop.
It feels like my mic is distorting, by the way.
Brian goddamn Bald Bishop did his bestest to turn the first half hour of that film vault into an after disaster. All he wanted to do was talk about the goddamn bachelor party, what went on, how he interpreted it.
He needs to know his role, and this is the place for the after disaster.
Logan came in,
vault.
Very disappointed in you, Tyler, because Logan came in. Oh, we're losing calls.
I was pretty sure that we weren't going to talk about the bachelor party.
Logan came in with fucking audio from Cornelius, who was the... Brian kept calling him the pimp. Cornelius was not a pimp. He was a handler. He handled the ladies.
I got to be honest with you, Tyler. We should never play that song on this show because so many other shows use it.
Well, they got it from Love.
They got it from us.
I kind of began that.
I know, but that was on another show.
No, I started on Loveline.
I knew.
Well, I'm from Loveline, so I'm allowed to do that.
What was the...
I can bring things over.
What
was the number one topless scene?
It's crossing over.
What, nobody?
What was the number one topless scene?
For me?
Yeah.
It was actually a fuck-up because I went back and watched the clip, and she's only bottomless.
Oh, no. Hey, if she's upside down, she's topless.
Yeah, I'll say.
So that's I care about.
I take my shirt off in movie theater, so that might be my number one.
I had a makeup. I did a makeup one. But, Michael, where were you when you were giggling to yourself about the show and I was talking about the show?
Sitting in front of my computer.
Looking at what?
I was reading about how Mike Love fired Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. It was making me irate.
The only man in the nation that's more upset than
Brian Wilson is one of the great rock writers of all time. Wrote one of the greatest albums ever, Pet Sounds. And to think a dude who has the gall to wear a friggin' baseball hat on stage because he's balding got to fire a legend just made me fucking pissed off. Why? So I wrote a strongly worded letter to the Beach Boys fan club.
Dear Beach Boys.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you being serious right now?
Never in my life.
I was thinking about it.
You're thinking about it?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden out of the blue, you're like, we talk about the show a lot on the show.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's how I laughed, too. No, I did think about that. It crossed my mind when whoever brought it up, one of you guys, that we spend a lot of time talking about the show on the
70%,
show.
70%.
Yeah.
72%.
And
that's
it was
because
so...
we don't have any meetings about the show. We just have them while we're just doing the broadcast.
I know, but the whole theory of I can hear myself distorting big time. It doesn't bother me, so I'll let it go. But
it's not distorting.
The whole idea of doing some sort of show, in parentheses, and then talking about that show as the format of the show is so strange. I don't want to use the word narcissistic.
I've had people from my work have listened to this.
Ooh, creepers.
But then they didn't talk to me about it, which isn't a good sign.
Here's the one that happened to me like a month ago. My dad, he's been in a bad mood a lot lately, but he just sat there at dinner, didn't speak the entire time, and then got up and walked in the room and just closed it in his bedroom and closed the door.
And you just heard cannons, and he's like, oh, this is my show.
No, but sometimes he pulls that where he's in a horrible mood and just goes to bed at like 6:30, and we just sit there and watch TV and have ice cream and cake and hang out and play with the kids till like 9:30 or 10. And my first thought was, oh, shit, he listened to the show.
Of course it was. And then is that the night you were texting me?
Might have been.
Mike's like, here's Mike's rationale. Here's how crazy Mike is. Yeah, sit down in that chair if you like. Just don't touch any buttons there. Oh, I should also mention Alex is here. Alex Hot Tub, as he is labeled in my phone. You know that's your name on my phone.
Why is that?
Because the first time I met him was on Twitter, and he's like, hey, I'm working on that movie Hot Tub Time Machine. Would you like to have like Rod Corddry and which other? Rob Corddry and who else?
Craig Robinson.
Yeah, the pimp himself. And my response was, get us Crispin Glover. And he brought in Rob Corddry.
You're very not thankful.
I know.
For the offer.
I know. But it was great. And it turned out I liked the movie. He also got some bitches in here, right? He got, the Olsen twins.
He says he met Crispin Glover at the premiere and he touched his taint.
What? Okay. All right. Never mind. This is all. This is terrible.
Hey, so, what a weird coincidence.
Alex
because
is here.
My ex-girlfriend just left and she went out with Crispin Glover.
Yeah. Anyone who's listened to the show knows that. Hey, a couple lines still open. 1-800-LOUD-191.
Hey, Anderson, how do we make it so that he can hear the show in there?
Oh, are you recording too, Ty Ty?
What?
Are you recording on the
No,
on
we're not
machine?
Recording.
Why aren't we recording?
Are we supposed to be recording?
We should record. And we should make it so that Scott by Scott can...
Yeah, so he can actually hear the show that he slaves
Why
over.
Why are we
and
recording?
In the middle of the night, we make requests and they're up all of a sudden at 2 in the morning.
Are we really not recording?
Oh, we're recording.
Thank God, all those gems I just burned on that. I don't even know what I said.
No, I swear we're recording.
Hey, you know what I haven't done for, which I should have done 3 weeks ago? I guess no one's listening, so.
What have you not? Yeah, no one's listening.
Someone's listening.
What did you do?
Jesus Christ, our Savior.
You
listening.
Did Jesus Christ?
No, I would never do that. Did you see that hilarious picture on The Onion?
Yes.
That religious.
It was really funny. No one died. No one. What was the?
No one was killed or for this image, and it was Buddha giving hand jobs to Jesus.
Vishnu.
Yeah, and they're high fiving, and then he's got his fist up that other entity's butt.
It's like the just a terrible god orgy of all the cultures.
It's one of the most. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Muhammad was distinctly missing.
Yeah. All right, let's go with some dead air right now. And 3, 2, 1, that's enough. What is that?
That's I don't know.
Hey, how about this one? I have a friend named Yasser. He's a comic. He's a great guy. And I asked him one time if he was black, and he said no. And then on his Twitter account, he's always using the N-word and stuff, and that's how this does it, and that's how it is. You know, and then so today I confronted him on it. He was like, no, I am black. I was like, no, you're not. You told me you weren't at one point. Because I think he might be Middle Eastern. And I think he's intentionally trying to find a way to use the N-word. And Bond.
He's trying to figure out how to use the N-word and the Bond word?
Hey, did you watch the Comedy Central roast of Roseanne by chance? You saw it?
No.
Okay, I've never actually watched a roast on Comedy Central. And I have nothing bad to say about it because I'm friends with Jeffrey Ross and all the other guys. Here's the deal. The editing is horrendous because somebody will say something sort of funny, and then they cut to someone in the audience laughing, like at the pinnacle of a laugh, just going berserk, and they're all attractive people. What? Yeah, but it's so phony. Somebody will say something, they cut the person in the audience, they're just like...
Because they don't care, because there's very few Mike Carano's watching.
So here's the thing that I wanted to say is...
Mike Carano can't watch a show without noticing the editing. I didn't get a chance to, and
here's the reason why I didn't do it, is to thank Nathan Hamill for inviting me to his screening.
You did this last week.
No, I didn't.
Stop. Because you're obsessed with Nathan Hamill because of his last name, and it's gross.
30 minutes in, and we've talked about nothing.
How dare you say that? I've never brought him up once.
All right, fine. He just turned off the things.
Do you like how I insulted him now? I say, how dare you do that? I've never brought him up once.
Yeah, you bring
I try to compliment him, and then I take it all
back. I'm
going to
derail the show right now.
All
right. Check what I got.
Ah, nice. Nice.
Tyler, you're missing it. I'm showing Mike that I got a new phone, and Mike is getting very happy.
Nice.
Like I said he would.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's great. It's pretty sweet.
We can FaceTime each other.
I got the... Yeah, we can. That'd be pretty nice, huh? Huh? Because it won't really count as gay, right?
It's not gay. It's like if you're someone and you want to show me something, and me as well.
Here's the thing.
I as well.
iPhone
as well.
5, real quick. Bigger screen. Who fucking cares? Other than you get more apps, because all the apps that you use are still using the same aspect ratio on the small screen. So that's the bullshit. But I'm just happy to not have the fucking 3.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm living.
How is the
speed? I'm not living in Ethiopia anymore. The speed is amazing.
Do you have LTE network? Is it showing
up? It's LTE. Not in here.
Grand ballroom. And it is grand.
So Nathan invited me to the screening. I went. It was awesome. But I didn't want to mention it because I think it might not have been something he wanted to talk about.
After meeting you, he's no longer a listener of the show, and he's never going to hear this anyway. So
well, he's a smart man then.
We are wasting our time.
So here's the thing.
Would it be awesome if he went behind his dad's back and tried to make Star Wars movies?
That would be fantastic.
He's like, Star Wars 7. So unwanted child.
Yeah, but how much of a weird coincidence is this?
New Hope.
I went to that, and I met his dad, which was pretty awesome. Harrison Ford. And so I met his dad.
It was John Goodman.
And then 5 days ago, I get a call, and they're like,
"What if he collected all the Star Wars memorabilia, but nothing of his dad's? Just nothing but Han Solo, and Chewbacca, and Darth Vader."
Or he's mutilated, like little kids do, with a lighter or something. So about 5 days ago, I get a call. Can you be at the office in Century City? You know, at 2 o'clock, and
Mike,
I'm like, "Not really."
Look into the future, real quick, just for a second. Does this story go anywhere? Or is it
they wanted me to come down and have a meeting with Carrie Fisher regarding her one-woman show.
What?
So I was like, I can't do it.
I'm sorry.
She's doing a one-woman show in Brea.
And what? Oh, so they wanted you because you're at the improv.
Yeah, they wanted me to come down and meet with her and see if I had any ideas. And I couldn't do it because I had a dentist appointment.
If you had any ideas for a one-woman show?
Yeah.
I got a good idea.
I'm like, first you come out real slow.
You can
and then
have
you kind of take off your glasses and then your shirt.
Talk about our vagina, and you can call it the vagina monologues.
That's a good one.
Is that
that's
a good idea?
Or I was going to call it Chicago, and I've written some songs for her to sing. No, the show is going to be her taking questions from people, and I think she's pretty interesting, and I think she's
funny.
How about
the Book of Horman?
Book of Horman, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
The book of, how about the Book of Mark Harmon? Where has Mark Harmon been the last 25 years, by the way? Because he was a huge star at some point.
Here's what I want to do on this show.
NCIS, apparently.
I want to do this, Mike. We have Drew's leftover make you poo-poo.
Should we pee in it and then can it back to him?
No, we should bet on some things. Maybe it's Rochambeau. Maybe it's how many times Tyler does something. I don't know. Maybe it's how we can piss Scott by Scott off when he comes in here.
We've already pissed him off. We put him in a room where he can't hear the show. He's literally driven an hour, and he's 4 feet from where the actual show is happening, and he can't hear it.
He's in the silent booth from 50s game shows.
And he didn't even tell me for the first 10 minutes, and he came in with polite, was like, do you think we could make it so I could hear the show?
And I can't, because I suck at my job. I've never had that problem.
Can he answer the phones from another room?
No.
Here's what happens when one of us loses. We have to drink that.
Oh, no.
Would you play that?
This will be the first time I really, really try. you know what's weird is? It's just water.
It's not just water. Did you read the ingredients? Does it say H2O?
It's, okay, Trilight.
My guilt has reached new levels. I think we should have Scott by Scott in here. Yep. I'm just concerned because Scott does so many good works.
It's got flavor packs.
So many good works. So much good work for us.
We should auction this off to a listener who's a big fan of Dr. Drew.
You should draw on it and sell it for $40,000.
We should do a DNA. We should extract the DNA and clone little Dr. Drew's, or clone it with sheep and
I
bring it in one night.
I love how people are in here.
A sheep with glasses.
Show.
It'll be a little sheep with glasses and a medical coat.
No one enjoys the show when they're in here. They're just the dead face. Like, what the fuck? How are these guys actually talking these things? But they like the show away. Yeah, look at Alex's face. All right, Alex, you're not invited in.
Alex doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't know.
I know. Alex,
yeah, bring in Scott.
I learned
he was
that.
Like, your show's still on? How many have you done?
I met
like
Alex.
And he was like,
Alex met, I met Alex. He was a big Film Vault fan. And then he heard me confuse John Hurt and William Hurt once. And that's when he stopped listening. What a cunt.
He got butthurt.
Did you really stop listening because of that? I like that commitment if you actually stopped.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're like, I've had enough.
He went on a hunger strike.
I've been getting up very early to drive to Orange County a lot lately, and I've caught the Bill Handel morning show more than once, and I haven't listened to that show in 5 or 6 years, and I remembered why, because there's about a 9-minute commercial break before the hour that's honestly 15 commercials.
Yeah, well, do you remember back in the day? This is really boring to anyone who doesn't live in L.A. or didn't listen to Stern back like in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he had like 22-minute stop sets. That's what we call it in the biz.
Yeah.
Stop sets. Got to go pay some bills.
It was so long. And then they come back and do like a minute and then go right back to commercials.
Yeah, and you're a sucker for listening. That's why you listen to nothing but the podcast.
I hate when they have a stinger that comes back in. And it's like, you're 1 minute away from more of the
I don't hate
show.
That because that's like the counter
no,
on the
crosswalk.
No,
you're like, you just wasted 10 seconds. I could be back 10 seconds earlier.
Yeah, but that 10 seconds.
Can I say the cutest thing ever?
You can say the cutest thing ever.
Had lunch with my mom and my dad today. My mom was telling me a story about someone who upset her. I forget what the exact story was. I think that it was something at her work.
And she threw
celebrity.
A puppy at them?
And she said,
"Are you gay?"
He was just one of those guys, you know. And he made me. I was like nervous when he was around. He was wearing a wife beating shirt.
That is. Can you hear yourself?
No. Mom. Oh yeah, because you're in Simone's chair. And Simone of Loveline fame, Simone Bien. She likes to unplug those headsets.
The British don't like headsets.
Yeah, they're probably very loud too. She's a little on the hard
hearing
side.
She's lost her hearing. Her dog yells in her ear every night.
No, don't play that.
What
that's
was
Simone
that?
Saying something comp. I like.
I.
Stop it.
I.
I collect people who are on the show, whether they're guests or hosts, and I get them saying really horrible things that I can use against them later.
I.
In
what
fashion?
She continues to say there is not good.
I.
Was she giving advice or was she planting the words in somebody else's mouth? Hey.
Is that good?
So,
yeah. Yeah.
I think we should start by saying we totally appreciate how much work you put into that website, which is more work than we've ever done.
Which website?
Yeah, you guys don't ever plug it.
What? Yeah, we do. Every night.
We really
until
don't.
The last 2 minutes before I sign off, I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, afterdisaster.com.
Well, I'm already flustered because I feel the guilt. But I'm on the message boards every night that we do the show.
It's true. Are they bashing me on my own message board?
No, I have not seen that. I've got some good news for you.
What do you mean your own message board, sir?
Mine.
The good news, Scott, is I've decided that we're going to give you the money from the mugs.
Well, you didn't talk about that with us, hey, and you're off the show, Mike, so that's not your decision anymore.
Is there any way we can format those message boards so people can't do that thing with all the squares?
No, the square thing is great.
No, it's not. They're just repeating what someone else said.
No.
It's fine. No, the square thing is fine.
Quoteception. Like that was like... Yeah, what that was a big thing about? A couple of shows ago.
So you going to do the bet with us here, Scott? You going to drink Drew's Poo Poo City lotion?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're in?
What's the bet?
I don't know. We're going to make a bet.
Poo Poo City lotion? What the fuck?
It's viscous. It's a viscous liquid. We're not that show. No, they're not playing the toilet sound effect.
I was listening to a morning show the other day, Anderson, and they kept playing fart noises and stuff, and I was like, man, it would be so
I would not
bad
be appreciative
right
of that.
Now.
Yeah, would not like
and
that.
And it made me, like, normally I wouldn't have cared, but I was like, yeah. That's below the belt.
It's a little much, right? It's a little much. I don't need to hear that.
The Corolla sniff? Really?
Yeah, he says that. Hey, what is this music? What is the sound? I don't like it. Make it
it's
stop.
It's your toilet flush. Apparently it goes on for...
The toilet's stuck.
I've never played it that long, because you know why? I'm decent at my job. Okay.
No, you're not. You don't even know how to make poor Scott be able to hear the sound in the other room.
All right, so Scott, tell us, what made you want to do a website for this awful, ridiculous program?
I got bad news for Dr. Drew. No refills left on this.
Oh, what if it just cracked open? All right, it's a jug. It's an actual jug. Okay, what if I just empty this and I just started using it as like my sports drink? Like I just put water in it.
I love it.
And then Drew notices like 6 months later, it's all tattered. He's like, wait a minute.
I dig it, man.
All right, Scott, what made you decide to put work into this here program?
He's an asshole and a criminal.
What are you doing? Stop it.
I am an asshole and I'm a criminal.
I didn't picture you looking punk rock. He's very punk rock. I should tell the ladies he's got
he's an asshole.
Well placed, Tyler, which is rare for you. He's got a buzz cut and he's got a mohawk atop his buzz cut, which is maybe 2 millimeters longer than the hair on the side. So it's mm-hmm. Is there a name for that?
No.
New. It's a new hawk.
Regret is the name for it.
Really? Why? When did you do that?
I'm going to go beat today. Up gay guys.
Oh, you really? Today? Was it in preparation of meeting us? You wanted to look tough? In case things went down?
He's like, I got to piss these guys off.
Wanted to look like a dick.
Don't look at me when you say that. Look at him. I didn't say it.
Well, you know what? People are different in person. When you know, like, your attitude does like kind of match the way you're talking right now. So it's like, I get it. But if you're on the phone right now,
don't make me unlike Byspark Design on our Facebook page. Because that's the one thing I have control of.
You got anything you would like to plug?
I will sell the website. On eBay.
Anything you'd like to put.
Wouldn't that be awesome if he did that to us?
You could probably do it.
Hey, by the way, I am curious as to why there's new carpets in here. Are they ever seen on camera?
No, that's what I told Rune. Rune is... I appreciate Rune for what he is, but he's fucking mentally challenged.
Did he design this?
No. But like the poor girl, the set designer, was like, I need to get rugs. I'm like, why are you getting rugs? No one ever sees the rugs. Rune says that we need rugs.
You had a head injury or something?
Explain to me why we need rugs. And he pointed to a tiny... He's like, I hate the carpet because you can see it.
What is that one?
It's a bath rug, dude. I don't know. What do you want?
This rug behind me is kind of funky.
Okay, we're doing audio.
You know what this looks like? An MTV set from the 80s.
Scott, please...
Yes.
Okay, the best thing you've done so far, other than create the website, is the T-shirt idea, which I think we might have to run with. We might have to work something out there.
I got to say, the website was a pretty good thing you did.
But we the After Disaster, I got mugged by the After Disaster, and it's $150 on the cups. Really good shit. That's very funny, very clever.
I got a new one, too.
What is that?
It's even better.
What is
it's going to say, I lost my shirt to the After Disaster, and it's going to have the mug on a shirt on the shirt. It's going to have that shirt on his shirt on the shirt, and it's going to say, I lost my shirt, and the shirt's going to be $500.
What do you do for
a living? You know what? We should also have a thing on the shirt where there's like a little loop where the people that actually have a mug can attach their mug like a little snap. So very like limited edition people can actually snap their mug onto their shirt.
Okay, you're like a marketing creepy fuck. Okay, it's not bad, but it's... Alex, you want to come in here before you leave? I see you're getting impatient like you're a big Hollywood mogul now. Come in here.
Wait, why are we...
Time short. For these jackass.
Why are we just tying the show to mugs? Is that the
Somebody
best?
Sent me an email.
Is that the best idea we came up with? It's all about mugs now?
Guys, I got an idea. It's this thing. It's hold hot liquids. It's great.
Somebody sent me an email about monies. You guys ever heard of monies? Okay, right there. Right there. Sit on down there, Alex. Monies are like these, they're like teddy bears made of ceramic, I guess, and they got like big gold chains and medallions, and they're white, and you're supposed to paint them, and I guess it's like a big thing.
Oh, shit.
The guy told me that they're big, and he showed me where I can buy the real ones. I thought for sure you know about them, Tyler. Monies?
No idea what you're talking about.
Well, they're about to show up on Scott by Scott's website, a message board, I'm sure.
Yeah, can you put that up, Scott? That'd be great.
No, no. Yeah, well. The people on there. Somebody put up a money, if you would. It'd be great. But they suggested we paint those, and his idea was that it's going to be a lot more work. And I'm like, out! We're done! You know what I mean?
I like that Scott put up the video player tonight just in case we did video. Yeah. He was thinking ahead. So he didn't have to get a frantic shout out on the internet saying, can he make a video, Scott?
Where's the video at?
Wow.
It's the video button.
Scott, what do you do for a living?
No, I'm a graphic designer.
Send this to Dr. Drew. Mike doesn't like it. I'm not really going to do it.
Mike is pouring poo-poo lotion into the bottle of water that he's going to drink out of.
I saw them at Coachella.
All right, so Alex is in the room. I'm overwhelmed right now because I feel like we owe both of you guys nothing, but we're still having you.
We're overwhelmed on an underwhelming show. Yes. It's an awkward combination.
You really owe me nothing.
So, hey, Alex, can we bring the focus back to talking about the show?
Yeah.
Which we've actually been doing.
Oh, we've been talking about the show, which is even worse.
That's what I meant.
It's like Scott's fucking t-shirt idea of the mug on the mug, the shirt on the mug.
Can I ask you,
cabin in the woods,
honestly, how much time you put into that website?
I don't keep track.
But I mean,
I do it at work, so just don't tell my boss because I do it at work.
Yeah.
So.
What if you do? What if we told us we're that big of assholes? Hey, look what he did for us.
What do you do? What if his answer to this question, what do you do, was I have a very successful podcast.
It's got about 100,000 downloads a week.
What do you do for a living? Do you not want to say because your boss?
Graphic.
Okay.
Graphic design. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alex, sir.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yes. Well, I'm fantastic. So Alex came in here. He's been hanging around the studio, 2.5 years now? You've been on the show before, right?
Are you gay?
No.
You've never been on this one?
I'm not gay.
He's not here. You don't have to answer.
You've talked about me on here, and I've been like in the background, but I've never sat down.
Oh, yeah. You were probably in the other room, and I was saying horrible things.
Or something. Tyler was talking about how I was the bartender at the wedding, and you guys talked about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were the bartender at Tyler's wedding, and then you asked me why you're not going to be the bartender at my wedding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
First of all, gay.
We turned him up a little bit there, Ty. I want to tell everyone in
Turn
the room right now.
Gay mic a little louder.
Ask you guys how you would. I was at the gym. Tyler.
Let's just play gym, that anyways.
And there was a guy. I got caught. It was kind of uncomfortably gay. I got caught
checking out his ass.
Staring at this guy's ass.
Yeah.
And he caught me and I couldn't stop.
We've all stared at
him. And I couldn't stop staring or you couldn't?
I couldn't. And he caught me 2 or 3 more times.
Why did you keep staring at his ass?
Because the man had fucking ass implants and it was so goddamn obvious. And he was wearing short shorts.
Okay.
I got to say, that's
skinny,
worse.
Skinny
that's
legs.
Worse than just checking out a dude's ass.
But like I was trying to figure out if they were actually under the skin or on top of the skin that he just wore in the shorts. I couldn't stop. Because there wasn't much fine trim.
He's like the Enigma. You know? Remember the human jigsaw puzzle? That guy has tattooed from head to toes.
Yeah.
And he got the implants.
Like
he got the eyebrow or the horns implanted under his skin.
And he also cut his tongue in half. And he can make the left side go one way and the right side.
Do you know I ran into him like a month ago somewhere?
I don't know how you derailed it to Jigsaw Man all of a sudden when we're talking about
Ass
Chat,
man. He got the implants under his skin.
You ran into him?
Yeah. It was weird.
It's not really someone you run into.
I was with some. Oh, you know who I was with? Katie Dreyer.
I have not finished a single.
I mean, Katie.
For those of you who might not know, Katie Dreyer is our resident 15-year-old listener
with,
who
I was
has
with Katie Levine.
Tattoos of Mike.
I was with Katie Levine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing is, if you're
Michael,
checking out some dude's ass and it's just his ass, you know, whatever, you can get out of that. If you're staring at his plastic surgery, that's even more uncomfortable.
What are you talking
about? You mean his astic surgery?
Like if you walk up to some girl that has like lip implants and you're just staring at her lips because they're so weird because she had that operation, she had like some fluid injected into them, that's even weirder because you're looking at his ass like that's fucking repulsive. If you're just checking out a guy's ass, you're going
to
be like...
And it was a problem area to begin with, obviously.
Yeah.
Speaking of fluid injections, Mike, did you see the bagel head people that was going around the internet today?
No, what was that?
People who they inject saline to their foreheads and they get this big bulbous thing and then they put a dent in it and make it look like there's a bagel under their skin.
Why?
I don't know. It's like it gives you a high for like 10 hours and then it goes away into
you
your
guys,
blood system.
Why are you not getting the monies up on the message boards?
Why are you not getting the monies?
MUNNY. I don't understand why. Yeah, usually you guys are very good at that kind of stuff. Yelling at the message board people. So anyway, I almost asked this guy if it was under the skin or just – I almost –
Let me see that ass.
Because the gym was not very crowded. It was the middle of the day and I just had to know, but I didn't ask.
I thought you were in the locker room like he was naked.
No.
No, there's shorts.
I would be able to know. There would be no staring. I would just glance and go, oh, shit, that's weird that he has the implants on the inside. Or
I wish you had like those opera glasses. You could be like this.
I wish I took a picture.
Classy.
Or a monocle.
He looked like
– The picture might be an invasion of privacy.
Well, and you taking pictures of Drew's address –
Dr. Drew's address.
I took a picture of an old man changing his pants today.
Mm-hmm. Where was that?
Hold on.
What?
Beverly Hills. This guy pulled over, got out of his Jaguar, and took off his like golf pants and put on regular pants. Like,
I wasn't golfing, honey.
30 feet from me. And I mean, I was like doing this, trying to get pictures of it. It was hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was hard. Sorry. I misspoke. He was very old.
Are you ordained yet?
Am I what?
Are you ordained?
That's a good question.
Mm, it is.
Should I just say yes?
No. I want to know.
I was ordained like 20 years ago.
That's not going to count.
I know. I guess I got it.
Want to do it after the show tonight? I can help
How
you.
How do we do it?
We'll go online. It takes like 5 minutes.
I've already done
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You can be a life church minister.
No, I did it.
Right?
I did it like 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count. I think it runs out.
What?
You can just walk around like
I'm a representative for the
forever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
You need to have some kind of like official thing.
I think I need to go. I think I need to go to court.
I don't think you have to go to court.
How great is it going to be like 5 years from now when Jalen and I are getting divorced and you're like, you call me up, you're like, hey, Anderson, don't worry about it. I'm not really ordained.
No, it doesn't matter.
By the power invested in me.
My dad just did this, actually. You have to be a notary.
But why?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the major thing. The minister thing doesn't matter at all. You just have to be a notary.
Okay,
so you got to make it official.
But here's the thing is, what I do doesn't matter. What you guys do when you go get a marriage certificate, that's what matters.
I already did that. I already got it.
Yeah,
so that's what matters. My part of it doesn't matter.
It does.
No, you can have a robot marry you.
Yeah.
What?
Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
You better, because you're ugly. It's the best you'll get. Bully robot returns.
Yes. She's going to get fat.
Hey, you have a ukulele?
Yes.
Can you play it pretty good?
No. What do you need?
Oh, there's some money on the, the message board at theafterdisaster.com.
I'll learn to play it.
Nice.
Tiny
I have a tiny guitar.
Yeah, but it's not. Does it make a ukulele sound?
No, why? What's the point? You want Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
I got, yeah.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Can I'll you play it on the guitar.
Can you play that? No, but it's got to be like the pinky.
The Hawaiian
the
dude.
Plinky sound. Because that's what I want with the bridal parties or whatever, the wedding, the bridal party. I don't know.
I'm not walking into
they?
That song.
We are walking into that song.
Let me bring,
is that because you love Lost so much?
Let me bring a mini guitar next week and I'll play it and see if you like that.
Wait, you don't play Are You Gay for that?
You
Scott,
do that?
Are you married?
No.
You forgot the second part.
I'm jealous of Scott right now because I can't do that to my hair anymore. I'd get in trouble.
How old are you, by the way?
27.
I'm jealous of that part.
Where do you live?
He's 10 years younger than me.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga. That's fucking
not jealous
far.
Of
where
that
do you
part.
Live?
Hollywood.
Hollywood. Of course you do.
And I'm 26.
Yeah? And you're 26?
Which part of Hollywood do you live in?
Poinsettia and Sunset.
All
right.
So when's
right
this movie that you made? Mike. Alex made a movie with Mike Catherwood in it. Do you ever get Steve-O?
Yes.
You did. Yeah. You're not supposed to say that.
It's kind of, I'm leaving some of it a little surprise, but yeah, I'll say that. And Rip Taylor, that's the other
one. No
one
listens to this. Don't worry about it.
Wait, Rip Taylor's still alive?
Yeah, he's
you're not thinking of Rip Taylor.
He died while they're filming, though, which is unfortunate.
Do you know the first show I ever went to was Rip Taylor?
Who's Rip Taylor?
He was in all the Jackass movies. That's kind of how people our age know it.
Wait. He was?
You're thinking of Rip Torn, I think.
No, Rip Taylor would come out, and he's
comedian.
Super flaming gay,
yeah,
and he would throw confetti on the audience.
Well,
he'd come out
yeah.
and go, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
It's that guy.
Not gay, but flamboyant.
He's totally gay.
He's not. He's one of my dad's like old friends.
He's banged Alex. He's not gay.
Well, we've had this discussion. He's asexual. He just doesn't like anything, honestly. But he's super flamboyant. I've known him since I was a child.
Without lyrics, without Mike singing, this would be fine.
I danced to my mom with this song.
I know.
I said dance to my mom.
That's why I picked it.
Weird.
You know what? You know what Mike Carano said to me when you were dancing with your mom. What
did he say?
I bet her pussy's gonna be so loose tonight.
Nah, I don't think that's what he said.
That's what he said.
He said that while my wife was dancing with her dad.
We're not that show.
Who happens to
bitch.
Listen to the show and he doesn't look at me quite the same anymore.
All right.
I apologize for that.
But so yeah, Rip Taylor's alive.
Rip Torn is too.
If there's anything
but he's
you
like
learn
80,
from this
right?
episode,
yeah,
it's that Rip Taylor's alive.
Yeah.
Rip Torn's in jail.
Rip Taylor's alive. Not a single one of our listeners knows who that is.
Yeah, it's great. It's really topical.
And hold on, I got a couple of jokes from vaudeville to lay on you
Wait,
guys.
Is that Andy Taylor, John Taylor, and Roger Taylor's dad? Rip Taylor?
No.
No?
No, he has no children. Remember, he's gay, apparently.
Was it?
Okay, if he's not gay, that's the gayest person I've ever met in my entire that I've ever seen in my entire life.
His,
not
his
gay.
Act is super. Yeah, no, absolutely.
But you know, I know people like that. Greg Proops isn't gay; he's married, and everyone thinks he's gay.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, no. I mean,
I heard he takes it up the proop.
He's super strange.
Are we still talking about Rip Taylor?
I had breakfast with him.
Does he still perform?
Yeah.
He's in his movie.
Did you guys have a breakfast in a hot tub?
Really funny. No.
Oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, creepy, on the message boards. It's that guy. All right. If anyone doesn't know Rip Taylor, it's the fucking the guy with
he's
the confetti.
He's super cheesy, but he's funny. He was the voice of the genie in the DuckTales movie. I like that.
Oh, the gay boys?
He's in Wayne's World 2.
The gay guy?
He's a god in my country. That's the line.
The gay god in your country?
He's the gay god in my country.
You know what?
In my gay country.
Do the gays have a god? Because they should.
I'm not trying to disparage your dad's friend, because I do Rip Taylor.
Didn't he have the worst
toupee of all time?
Oh, yeah. No. In fact, that's part of his act. Like, he picks it up like a
hat. Oh, really?
He flips it around. In my movie, he does it.
Wait, isn't he the voice of the fucking cat in the Hanna-Barbera show?
No, that's...
That's what's...
They're trying to do the...
Isn't he the spokesman for the West Hollywood Chamber of Commerce?
This is the worst show we've ever done. I mean, I say that every week, but this is the fucking worst show.
No, it's not.
Like, it has, like, terrible moments, and then it has awful moments, and nothing in between. Nothing to do with you guys.
Let's bring it back to talking about the show, you guys.
All right, I've never heard the show. Tell me what it's about.
Alex, get the fuck out!
I'll tell you what it's about.
I will.
White men talking about bullshit.
It's a little racist.
Ooh.
At times.
I'm in. You've piqued my interest.
We're arrogant and ignorant. Terrible combination.
Yeah. William Hurt, John Hurt. Got it.
We're arrogant.
We have no self-esteem whatsoever.
I'm in.
I have a fair amount.
That's a good point.
Tyler overspeaks, makes himself 10
no,
dBs
that's not true.
Hot, brah.
Nothing you're saying is true right now.
And Mike Carano is on sometimes, off sometimes. That's pretty much it. Oh, and we used to always be drunk, but now we're never drunk.
Yeah. Not just kind of drunk, really drunk.
You're in recovery?
Dangerously drunk.
Wait, hold on. I don't have my keys with me. I just got my 30-day chip.
Really?
I'm not actually in recovery, though. I just didn't drink for 30
days. Did you get a chip?
Days. And my therapist gave me a chip. I was like,
really?
I feel like this is a bad idea.
I did 90 days because Jillian, the girl, she's the girl, she promised to give me a 90-day chip. So I made it. I'm like, hey, honey, it's been 92 days. Where's my chip? And she's like, yeah, I keep forgetting. I'm like, fuck it, I'm drinking.
I started drinking tonight.
I really did. Thanks, Jillian.
Honey. 32 days.
I'd probably still be sober right now.
I don't like the word recovery, though.
No. Sorry.
I like it just like quit drinking.
What about the Pasadena Recovery Center? You know, I can't not to do an anti-ad on Drew. I can't watch that goddamn show.
It's depressing.
It's awful.
Especially if you don't know them. Like,
I heard there's a hot
famous.
Chick on it, though.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's awful the way they put it together because here, and I would like to watch it, and I love Drew, and it's been a great show in the past, but I'm talking about the Dr. Drew Rehab with Dr. Drew.
Not Celebrity, yeah.
And the very first person that they introduce to the audience, which is me, is this fuckhead from Boston. He's 24
Boston
years
guy.
Old, and he gets arrested for selling drugs in the school zone.
Yeah.
And then they show his ma and his auntie picking him up, and they're going, oh, we're so sorry
and
this happened to you.
He shoots up in the car.
Yeah, but it's one thing to be sad for the fuck because he's like out, you know, strung out and he's an addict, but to be selling drugs in a school zone and they feel bad for the kid?
Was it in front of a school or just in the school zone?
I don't know.
Like 500 yards?
Massachusetts laws.
Was he selling to the kids?
You gotta assume he probably wasn't. It's one of those overbearing laws. But either way, should your family
members... Do you hear what you just said? That's one of those overbearing laws.
It probably is.
Fuck it.
That, you know, a bunch of dumb fuck white concerned parents. We need to have school zone districts, and if anyone sells a drug within 2 miles of my child's school, double the sentence.
Cocksucker.
Right? You cocksuckers.
Cocksuckers.
All right.
Firefighters.
I feel like I just went off on nothing.
Did you keep watching, though, after that? Or
no, I couldn't.
Because he's actually one of the more likable people on the show now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Auntie. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, by the way, what is it about heroin addicts where they, like, mumble like that and you can't understand them?
I don't know. Let's find out.
the weird thing about heroin addicts
Tune
is they always have nice
weeks.
They always have nice skin.
And they live forever.
Yeah, but one, a heroin like addict told me, he goes, it's kind of like a preservative.
Scott, how do we plug the site more? I mean, where would you like us to plug it more often? I don't understand.
You don't. No, it's good. You don't have to.
What? No.
No, it's good.
He's like Mike Carano.
Yeah.
Would you like to plug anything? No, thank you.
www.cockdockers.com.
Wow, you got to speak up.
What? Come on now, Alex. You would not like the show. You wouldn't understand it. You wouldn't get it.
Alex, probably. Would you like to promote your movie? Go for it.
Yeah, cheat day.
That's a little trick that he does to me all the time. So it's cheat day, right? It's called cheat day, and it's all about about people cheating on their taxes.
Yes. Yep. It's
so about April 14th.
It's the social network for tax movies. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Cheat day. Who's in it besides Steve-O? sorry, but I really
it's all fine. Yeah.
Is it really about taxes?
No, it's about a couple.
Mike's like, now I'm interested.
It's about a couple, and the girl tells her boyfriend she's going on a date with one of the celebrities on her cheat list. And so the boyfriend's trying to figure out who it is, and there's these fantasy sequences.
And it's between Rip Taylor and Steve-O?
So it's Catherwood. It's Catherwood.
Oh, nice.
And Rip Taylor.
Is Catherwood playing himself?
Steve-O. Yeah, everyone's playing themselves.
Wait, I thought you said celebrities.
That's awesome.
And then ultimately it's someone else who's a surprise who don't name, please.
The tagline should be cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. Right?
That should not be. What?
No, I like it.
Why would that be the tagline, Mike?
I don't know.
Come see G Day.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
I wasn't going to see it until I heard that tagline.
That sounds like a horror movie version.
Hey, has there ever been a good tagline to any movie ever?
Yes.
Yeah, in space, no one can hear you scream.
Hey, you're on the After the Disaster.
Okay,
how are you?
I brought it up. No.
Hello?
Hi, how are you, Evan?
Good, how you guys doing?
Look at us. We're like a real show. We know your name before we actually push the button.
I know.
It's like,
I know. I'm impressed.
It's like we have caller ID.
Was Scott?
The
Scott
only person
Blake
that has our shit together.
Caller ID. It's like we have caller ID.
It's the exact opposite of me.
I didn't even know that was Scott. So we should. It was Scott by Scott.
We should see what he wrote about
we
you.
We should make Scott leave every 10 minutes to go update the website.
What's that?
We should make him leave every 10 minutes to go update the website.
Yeah, should you go update the website there, Scott?
That'd
so,
be great.
Evan, what's going on, buddy?
I just wanted to call and first time caller and just made it through over 8 days of After Disaster awesomeness.
Wow. 8 days. Yeah. How many shows you get through there, Evan?
It's all of them. It says on my iTunes it's over 8 days of listening. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? So you didn't listen over the last 8 days. You've listened 8 days worth.
I've listened to every single episode.
Does that make sense?
So.
Does that add up?
When did you start listening, Evan?
Does that add up? Yeah, I guess it would.
It took me about 2 months to get through everything. But I've been listening from day one. I just went back and re-listened to everything. So.
What was the low light and what was the highlight?
Hey, look at we're talking about our show.
I know, and such an egomaniacal way too. I need to hear what the low light was and what the highlight was.
Wait, this is the low light.
In fact, pick three highlights and one quick low light.
Well, I'd say one of my highlights was I listened to it today was when Anderson asked Mike to be the minister at his wedding. So it's kind of funny you guys brought it up tonight.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're going to bring it up.
It does involve me.
Bring
Wait,
it up next week.
Here's,
as well.
Here's what I'd like to know about this show.
The week after that,
I still believe this show.
It's the worst show we've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. How would you say it's changed from the beginning till now?
We don't slur as much.
I think it's been a pretty good journey. I mean, it's kind of cool because you kind of see how you guys have changed. And, I mean, it's been almost, what, 2 years now, it feels like?
It's been over 2 years. We totally missed our 2-year anniversary because we're dumbasses.
I'm so depressed. It's been 2 years.
I wondered about that. So,
because when it started, I thought, you know, I'll do something with my life in the next 6 months.
You really thought that?
I always do. Every time there's an event, I always...
Hey, I met a girl. I'm getting married to her now. I mean,
yeah, but you met her like 5 years before this.
No, I met her like 18 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. But still, I was trying to make a story, so it sounded like a lot has changed.
It would be creepy if she was only like 20.
What? And I met her 18 years ago. Close.
Well, exactly. What was the low light, Evan? Was it Downtown Debacle?
Is it right now?
Well, it's funny because I was actually listening to that episode also today.
Did you listen to them out of order, Evan?
I do. I kind of bounce around. Just because I've listened to them all now, I'll just go back and kind of hit random.
Oh, I see.
Whatever pops up. So, but you guys are the only talk show I listen to because everything else is crap. So,
you're an educated man, you are.
Very educated. Yeah? I think one of the really interesting things was when I have an episode that pops up that one of you guys are missing, I can't listen to it.
That's true. We all suck independently.
It's weird. Like,
yeah.
You all
we're a triangle.
Be there and you guys got a cool vibe together. So
thank
I just
you.
Wanted to thank you guys
thanks.
For that.
So we really are fucking it up then.
Scott, would you like to tell Evan what you wrote in the description of his call?
No,
just
no.
Listen to every show. Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
He did.
Evan.
I like Evan. I like the way Evan talks.
I like the cut.
He's nice to us.
Of the gym.
And he has something to say.
He does. He has something to say, and he says it succinctly and quickly.
We know his favorite band is Tool.
You know what we should do? Well,
my favorite band is Tool because it actually is my favorite
You're
band.
You're welcome.
That's what I put.
We should see. You know how Howard Stern had people calling up radio stations and trying to get Baba Booey on? We should have our listeners call other talk shows and try to get on.
And just say after that.
Hey, I'm a big fan. Just listen to the show. I want to tell you I'm a big fan. What else you got to say? And nothing much.
My favorite band's Tool.
That's how everyone knows.
How would
knows
that be
that
good,
they...
Mike? No one would know that that meant
we get a recording of it and it'll entertain
That would
us.
Mean nothing. That could
something.
Be their own fans.
I'm not trying to promote the show. I'm talking about it'll be an entertaining little chuckle for us.
Or they could call up and be like, after disaster, bitches.
But they can work it in, not just say it. Like,
be like, I like to listen to your show after disasters because it makes me happy.
Yep.
Or they can mimic the cannon sound.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone who's been going over to that honey fun, you guys are humbling me.
The honey boo fun?
It's very unbelievable, and you guys are
Send
so sweet.
Anderson and Jillian to go see Honey Boo
Jillian
Boo.
Was almost crying the other day when she saw, because she gets the responses that people are going to the honey fun and giving us a couple bucks for our little our honeymoon. It's very sweet, and I don't have the names in front of me. But you will be getting little gifts and whatnot. Thank yous for Jillian, and there will be nipples involved.
I don't want to spoil the party here, but I think it's kind of cheesy.
It's right cheesy, but it's for Jillian. Now, listen, we're going to talk about the bachelor party here for a second.
Real quick. Do you guys have friends that are doing Kickstarter campaigns?
And this is how he made his movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I have friends that are doing it, and I thought about this today. It's like, back it off a little bit, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because one... Okay, I donated $50 to a girl that works at the Improv so she could go to Europe.
And so you can get in her pants?
No. But I did do it because she was attractive. Because if somebody else goes, hey, can you give me $50 so I can
just
take a
Europe
vacation? I'd be like,
yeah,
no.
Girls.
But isn't it, I'm getting inundated with friends who have Kickstarter campaigns, and I can't even read what they're about.
Mm-hmm. You have to make it interesting. And, yeah, I mean, the one thing I think we had going for us, because we made our money.
Rip Taylor.
No. Yeah,
that's his bit. That's his bit.
You're a cocksucker.
Less is more.
No, we made a video that was kind of entertaining or something, but most of the time it's super boring.
How much bread did you need?
Okay.
We made about 12,000.
Four.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
The girl that's doing the documentary on film from the theater on Beverly, I forgot. Oh, the new Beverly.
Oh, my God.
She
know what?
70,
I am tired.
She needed 75,000.
I'm deleting this from the podcast.
Yeah, it's we've talked about this chick's...
I'm gonna send this to Scott, and he's going to delete it, and then we'll post
Alex.
It.
I would actually listen to your show if it was all this.
You're on the after disaster.
This
how
is
are
what
you?
It is.
All this.
No, he says Alex. Talking about his own fucking Uh-oh. Kickstarter.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's what he missed.
That
Alex, you're on the after disaster.
Open.
How are
you? Open and honest.
Mike, do you want to talk more about it, really? Am I being a dick?
No, I was curious as to...
he said three words,
like,
and then you just skipped over.
No, I was just thinking Kickstarter is like the new panhandling.
Yeah. It totally is. It's panhandling for fucking artists. And you know what?
Indiegogo.
I'm a guy who wants to make movies, right? I'm a guy who talks about movies all the time, and I have like so many different places where I can be like, can I please have some money for Kickstarter? And one of the main reasons why I hate Kickstarter is because I've never taken advantage of it because I'm a fucking pap.
You know, well, here's the thing is, I thought it was brilliant when I first saw it.
Yeah,
I
but
was
then
like,
everyone
jumped
on board.
Huh?
It's being misused.
I get notices from, I think, three friends right now. It's like only 12 more hours. I mean, this has been going on for a month.
What?
Oh, and now it's like 12 more hours so you can donate to this and donate. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even know what it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you could ask people for money so you can take a vacation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That that doesn't seem like
no,
the
he's
right
not
use.
Doing that.
No, my friend
no,
did. Who's going to remain
that's,
anonymous?
That's
we
what Anderson
do
is doing.
Say we're doing a vacation to do a show.
Favorite band's Tool.
Can we? Wow, you calling Jillian a tool? She
wow.
will not be pleased with that, Alex. She will not be pleased.
She has a stink fist.
She's got a temper.
She really
does.
Really?
Jillian scares the fuck out of me. I know. It'd be hard to tell, huh? But Jillian.
I was talking about his friend looking for money for a trip.
Okay, listen, we're going to move on past all that. We're going to go straight to the... Alex, open it on us, and then we have to get back to something very important about the bachelor party. I can't believe that we spent a half hour on the film ball talking about the bachelor party and not nothing on the after disaster.
I thought it was off limits.
The after disaster is meant to be talked about things like that. Anyways, Alex, hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're Alex number two. Is that cool with you?
That's cool, man.
All right, man.
Hey, is that short for Alexandria?
Daniel Bainview, man.
What's
that? Was awesome.
What's that?
Someone wants to talk to Daniel Bainview.
I drink.
How can I help you, my son?
I saw the master.
And?
That shit was
no.
Bad, man.
Yeah, you're going to like it, though. It's about living in a cult. Okay.
Get up.
Hey, you guys, I think you guys hate Scott.
A second viewing, you think
so
it'll be good?
That you blocked his face on the webcam.
What's that happened then? What?
You guys hate Scott by Scott so much you blocked his face on the webcam.
No, we didn't do that, Alex. Rune left early because we don't pay
him. I didn't even realize we're still on right now.
You know what I like is people's what I like are people's perceptions.
He doesn't want to be on. He doesn't want to be on.
Yeah, come on, squeeze in.
We don't hate him. Oh, you know what? Were we going to play something here with you, Alex? We got something you got to get up.
No, but I like that guy's interpretation of the fact that a guest just happens to not be on camera. You guys hate him so much. Like, we just bring in our mortal enemies.
Well, you called him a douche before, right?
No, that was Mike.
No, we called him a dick.
I didn't call him a douche.
Well, he was a dick. How did the conversation go, Scott? It was like, hey,
I like
Scott.
Your style, Alex. You're stirring things up.
That's Bane, isn't it?
But he sounds like Daniel Plainview, so it's Daniel Bainview.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Batman, you had a milkshake.
This guy doesn't like. This guy doesn't. Oh, you know what? I linked to your little your video of Daniel Plainview talking milkshake on my website when I wrote up when I wrote up the master.
Nice.
I indicted the master.
Look how unhappy he is. He doesn't care at all.
I indicted the master.
That's nice.
And I linked thanks. to your video.
Appreciate it.
600,000 hits. You should feel good about yourself.
Nah.
You should feel good about yourself. I think everyone's ever
slap
beat
some
off
advertising on that
beat
buddy.
Off to their YouTube number. Like, look at that. Going up.
Do you think anyone's ever beat off to any self-esteem. Of your videos, Mike? I bet someone has.
Bet
that
someone has.
Where you show your fleshy ass in 27 seconds.
I know some gay guy fleshy who's got a thing for
thanks for making it a
some
dude.
Guy loves
I
rocks and
I appreciate that.
Rick Taylor did that one, too.
Can't say it's a cute girl. Has to be a dude.
Wait, what don't I like, Anderson?
Girls don't really beat off.
They make sweet love to their vaginas with their hands.
Yes, slow and sensual, just like you like it.
Have you ever watched a girl masturbate in person and wondered if she was like a... Wait, sorry.
Yes.
Fuck, I think Mark horrible. Hamill's son is on his way here, but the show's
right
almost
now?
Over. Yeah, can we please get to this before the fucking show's over?
Show's not in.
Oh, my bachelor party.
Now I'll never know what I don't like.
What?
My bachelor party had there was horrors because I did it to my best man 15 years. My best man. That sounded horrible. My best friend 15 years ago, Derek. And
we didn't even do our opening honors with Alex.
Well, yeah, he was meandering, and.
I didn't know we were allowed to talk about
we're
that.
We're not talking details. Jillian knows that there were whores there. I mean, as soon as they left, and there weren't whores, there were strippers. And one of them had a fucking a bracelet on, court-mandated bracelet, which I discovered halfway through the show. And I'm like, that is the greatest thing ever! Of course you had that! Yes, it just made the entire weekend worth it. I mean, it was
you know what's funny
bracelet.
Is that is how
arrest.
You expressed your joy. You
I was
weren't,
so
you
happy.
Weren't coy about it. You were like, oh my God, she's got a
so
DUI
great.
Bracelet on her.
And I'm like, I love you so much for having that. I was like so happy about that.
Can I talk about how the party ended?
About Corey being taking pictures and whatnot? Yeah, sure. Well,
we were told explicitly no photographs, no pictures, and he just held his camera right up, started clicking away, and the guy goes, show's over.
My friend Corey is a hardcore alcoholic, very, very aggressive, lonely man, but he's hilarious. Actually, he's not a lonely man. He's got a ton of dude friends. He's just that guy. He gambles on sports all day, it's like drinks. You know, he works for...
I got some dude friends.
Works for NBC. He's great. He's fucking awesome.
Dude, he sounds like this, dude.
I know,
fucking,
dude.
Yeah. Dude, you're so beat.
Dude, he was with Brokaw in Afghanistan, bro. You weren't there.
What was he in Afghanistan?
He was with Brokaw.
I was with Brokaw, bro. Dude, you don't even know, dude.
Okay, here's why this happened. When the security for the strippers came
Cornelius.
Over to look... Yeah, when he came over
he
to look at
his... Oh, he can't be taking no pictures.
And he goes, I need to look at your camera. And he goes... One time. You get to look at my camera one time.
Dude, I'll look at it once.
And he goes, I give people one chance. You get it one time. He goes, Marines came over to me wanting to see my ID. I said, one time. You get to see it one time.
It doesn't make any sense. Corey just gets really drunk.
Wait, what would he sound like talking to Bane?
I don't know. These are scenarios I can't keep up with.
I want to hear Tyler's Bane again.
There's too many things for me to do. Why not? You can't keep up. It's not that hard.
I like Tyler's taking requests.
The point that I'm getting at...
Call up and let me know what you want to hear.
...is that the two girls showed up,
yeah.
And it was more awkward for me than anything. I mean, I was being spanked at one point with a fucking leather whip in front of all my friends just for the sake of my own humiliation. So, anyway, it was a funny show. Tyler made it clear before it happened that he was going to leave as soon as the girls got there. There was like 12 dudes there and one missing because Tyler went back to his room. I can only assume to beat off. Now, I said to him when he told me this... Tyler, you know we're going to have to discuss this at least a little bit of length on the show. And he goes, oh, I know.
And I would like to say something to you that I didn't think about beforehand. And I was kicking myself for this. Tyler didn't show up. Therefore, Tyler didn't have to pay anything.
I did. I still put in my money.
$30.
Mm-hmm.
I put in $200.
Yeah,
what?
No.
You put in $200 for that?
I put in $300.
Stop it. Why are you putting in so much money?
I put in $30, and then every time they finish
guys,
something,
fuck
I...
Guys, let's start stripping.
Okay, I'm an idiot.
We'll talk about that more
later. I'm an idiot.
I'm very sorry you put in so much money. I owe you money. Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, here's how it started. Here's how this night started. We were going to Benihana. We were going to Benihana, and we're in the cab.
It's Kobe's.
And Mike Horn was sitting next to me,
Mike
and
Horn.
The driver pulls up, and I thought he said $29. So I gave him 40. I go, keep the change. And Mike Horn goes, no, we need change. And I go, keep the change. Turns out it was $20. And I gave him 100% tip.
Mike was balling that night.
So that was the beginning.
All right. Okay. All right.
I assumed everybody was tipping big tips to the strippers. So I threw in a 20. And then I realized, like, after the fifth 20, people are throwing a 1.
Yeah, of course. Everyone throws 1s to strippers. No one throws 20s.
I put a 20 down every time.
Especially
and that guy,
the strippers with ankle
Cornelius,
bracelets.
Jumped in and grabbed the 20. Every time.
Corey's line, by the way, when I'm sure you heard it, but like, I guess one of the strippers was like making a case for her family. She's like, I'm just trying to think of my family, and I need more money for my family.
And she had tattoos of her family on her arms.
Nothing sexier than a girl telling you like, to tip her more for a
So she's saying this to the group of drunken friends of mine.
I just like gold tampons.
Not everyone was drunk, actually. Best man had never drank didn't drink anything the entire weekend. Derek didn't have a drip of beer. And neither did you, because you're sober. So a couple sober guys. But she's like, I'm trying to think of my family. Oh, and Brian was on chemo, so he didn't drink too much either. And so that's not
sounds
funny.
Like dude, the most.
He was holding out
sounds
on
like
us?
The most boring party.
He had chemo. And he's holding trend, out on right? us. What
yeah.
an asshole.
He did chemo right that's before, that, and he brought none to fucking kick.
Up.
He did not
an
kick
asshole.
Down.
That's I bet he was doing it in the bathroom dread, by right? himself.
Chemo. Is there a drug called chemo and dread?
No, it's called slow mo.
Remember RoboCop 2? What was the drug?
Oh,
nuke.
With
Frank,
oh my
Frank God,
Miller.
Nuke sounds amazing.
Nuke was sweet.
I don't know what it is.
Kane's
sounds,
got the good nuke.
And Frank
so
Miller
good.
Was the one making it.
I don't know who Frank Miller is.
I
don't know
Sin
actors'
City.
Names.
No, he's not an actor.
For.
He's Sin City. He's the writer.
Okay, really? He's the guy that
Frank
makes.
Miller?
So,
yeah, the
she's
comic
like,
book artist.
I'm just trying to think of my family. And Corey's in the background being Corey. Corey's fucking just one of a kind. And Corey's like, your family? Try thinking about your career choices.
Yeah.
Or life choices. One or the other.
The girl that busted him was the cute dark hair girl.
I don't think she was cute. She was nervous, and apparently it was her second time. And she was not. Anyways, let's move on from that.
She was,
Tyler,
very,
why
she was
you,
very attractive.
Did why did you leave? What was your deal there?
It's just not my thing, bro.
What does that mean? No. It was not my thing, and I fucking subjected.
Wasn't my thing.
I was into it, but I wasn't there.
I would be
it was
very,
Logan's thing.
Very uncomfortable, and my lady would not be very happy.
No, I asked you. I said, "If this has, is it because of Lauren?" You're like, "No." Your voice got
no,
high, so I should have realized.
Me. I would be I would be very uncomfortable if I was single doing it.
Yeah, I was
uncomfortable
too.
That's one of the reasons why I was
so be
drunk.
Guys. On the other end of,
and because I like to drink.
You know what's weird is the most erotic part to me is going to sound
watching
weird.
Anderson get spanked.
No, when that the hot
when Tyler
the
left.
Hot dark hair chick was on all fours.
Stop it.
Putting their clothes back on
and.
The ping pong part that was best.
No, that was the best part. I like the ping pong part.
Ding dong.
Dueling. Listen, I had more to talk about the bachelor party, but I can't remember now. I thought that was going to yield more fruit.
I can talk about some of the weed candy that I ate that put me into a coma.
Yeah. What's weird is you were more fucked up than I was.
I was gone. Well, I'd also been drinking all day.
I lost my wallet, but I found it. End of story.
Dude, you were
I left,
about your wallet.
I left Palm Springs with no wallet.
This guy was just like,
it was
you're
traumatic,
like, are you having
though.
Fun? Where's my wallet? Oh, man, my wallet.
They found it in the fucking parking lot.
Stumbling
it was
around in his fucking the hell robe, his bathrobe. Yeah. Where's my wallet?
Did you see the argument Mike Horn and I got into when he's like, you guys have tasted your own semen before? And we're like, no. And he's like, how can you not taste it? And I'm like, never
it
did.
Sounds like a I've great bachelor party, by the way.
What?
I've gotten into that same
yeah.
argument.
He went. He goes, you haven't tasted it? I'm like, nah,
yeah,
I really haven't.
The guy was so indignant. He's like, how have you never done that? I was like, because I don't
well,
aim because
that person,
mouth.
All of a sudden, they bring that up and they realize, oh, shit, I've entered.
Yeah, honestly.
I'm going back from this.
You've never tongued a dog's butthole. Really?
You've never done that.
Yeah.
No.
The pooch pooper.
You never came up behind your grandma.
Alex, how are you?
Oh, that's cute.
What do you want to do, Alex?
Gonna do an open and honest.
Open and honest.
Awesome. All right. Well, I was thinking of.
Can I point out that we failed at this the last two or three times?
Like that, Alex has called tonight. He's brought this up multiple times. We have not been open or honest.
Ask us anything, and we will answer both
openly
and honestly.
Awesome. All right. Well, I was thinking of asking you guys any funny sexual event that has happened to you in your life.
They're all funny for me.
Yeah, I laugh the whole time.
I don't understand.
Well, give me one, at least.
Oh, he said it like he needs it.
I got one.
All right.
That's not too dirty. It's not dirty at all. When I was in high school, my girlfriend and I, the first person I had sex with, actually the second, I decided it would be a fantastic idea for us to bring a blanket up to this place called Presidio Park in San Diego and have sex overlooking the city. And got about 2 pumps into it, and a fucking skunk walked out. And not only did I lose my erection, but
you got some skunk spunk.
No, it's just fucking. It's not even funny. I wish I wouldn't have started that story.
Every time you smell skunk, now you just get a huge erection, though, right? Which is the irony.
Huge.
Yeah.
Normally, it's just big.
He's just driving through town. He's like, "Fuck, got to pull over."
We see. Never mind. That's so gross. The idea of Mike holding it.
I've had
a roadkill skunk just eating off the side.
I have to squeeze them so the smell comes out. Oh, yeah, I got it over my mouth like it's a bandana.
Yeah, he wears it on his head like it's a coonskin cap, but it's a skunk, and he hangs the tail over his nose.
Here's what I started to regret when I was in a conversation with some people, and one of them was Joel Murray and his wife, and they were talking about having three teenagers in the house. And she goes, yeah, we go, like, she made a kind of a not sarcastic, but lighthearted joke about three sons. She goes, yeah, we're going through conditioner like it's crazy. And then she goes, whenever they're in the shower too long, I knock on the door and I go, you know what? Why that sucks is your kids aren't going to be able to get off unless they hear your voice or knocking on the door when they get older. And it went on and on and on, got worse and worse and worse. And then I realized I'm talking to someone's mom about their kids jerking off.
Uh-huh. It's 2012.
Yeah.
2012.
And then Robin Williams was standing next to me, and I told someone that, and he goes, guess what? That's his material now. Like, it wasn't really material.
I don't think that he forgot about it.
Wait, genetic material?
I think he forgot about it.
What?
Genetic material?
No, he had a reputation
Robin
for
Williams.
Taking...
No, I was...
Robin joking. Williams... No, I'm saying, like, Robin Williams really needs to steal material, because all he does is go up there and just let his brain spill
out. It wasn't
out
really even material. It was me talking about her kid jacking off.
All right.
That's nice, Mike.
Rick.
Let's talk about kids jacking off.
Ask Michael your question.
Is your name Rick Toronto. Canadian?
I got an apology for you.
Thanks.
A couple weeks ago, I stupidly accused you of ripping off Hedberg on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you're the funniest guy on Twitter. And I felt real bad about
Thanks.
That.
Thanks.
Funniest guy alive.
You know what? That totally fucked me up and freaked me out because I thought I absorbed something and retweeted it, and then I completely had a panic attack.
The only thing that was similar was the...
And then I posted two apologies for it, but... And then,
Liar! Liar! Whore!
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
No worries.
How's that an open and honest?
It wasn't. That's not Alex.
It's a new caller. Oh. It's a new caller.
Yeah, I went into a complete tailspin panic attack about that. Thought I was a plagiarist.
Hey, John, you're on the show. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on,
how
guys?
How you doing, brother? How are things? You ever been to Afghanistan?
Scott, love you guys. Second of all, Anderson.
Yeah.
Dude.
What
let's
I do?
Let's talk about Tyler.
Let's
or
do
let's
it.
Talk about.
Oh, this is that guy. This is Angry Guy. What's that?
Oh, this is John in Boca.
Angry compliment guy.
He's the meanest, nice guy.
He's my favorite guy.
Boca, Florida?
You told me to
just
want to
say, I hate your voice. You're really annoying. Love the show. Love you. Love you, man.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What up, John?
Make your
joke. Make your joke.
See, there it goes. It's starting right now. Make
he's
your
quoting,
joke.
He's quoting me from Film Vault like 3 years ago. I said that.
All right. Anderson.
Yeah.
Dude. You told me. Let's talk about
sex, baby.
You know,
Anderson,
let's talk
really?
About Tyler, or let's talk about whatever the fuck that movie was. It was not that great.
Kevin. We need to talk about Kevin. Don't talk about it if you're going to give anything away. And did you write to me on my on the message on my AndersonCavin.com?
It was.
Hey, did you send me an email ripping it apart? Because a few of those have come through now, and everyone needs to settle down. If you don't like it as much as me, it's because you know, you just don't get it.
If you didn't like it, don't tell me.
Okay, and can I give a question to Mike?
Sure.
You can give it to him. I don't know if he's going to take it.
Hey, Mikey.
Mikey.
I love you, man. You're the funniest guy I know.
Wow,
you know me?
You don't know him.
And you live in Boca, so that says nothing.
Yeah, it means you're
with old
people.
I don't have a question.
You got a prize, then. I'm sending you
a
Tri-Light.
Scott by Scott rocks. And, hey, Tyler, dude. You got to chill out with that other job. You got to focus on the after.
It's true. It's a great, best point you've ever made, John.
Can we bring it back around to me?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Ass clown.
He was just saying you're the funniest guy that he knows.
Oh, thank you.
Hey,
it's so not true, but
John from Boca.
Love you guys.
John from Boca. John.
Yes.
Meet Alex from Boca.
Hi.
Are you really
hey,
from Boca?
Alex?
I'm from Parkland. Do you know Parkland?
That's not Boca, though.
Yeah,
it's directly next
of course.
To it. Yeah,
so?
It's like, fuck Parkland.
That's not too far away.
Yeah,
it's like I drive a Rolls Royce. Well, I was in the next lane.
Well,
right next to me.
I used to work
in my Honda.
I used to work in Boca all the time. I played in a band at Boston's on the beach. You know Boston's? Like right getting into Delray.
What do you know about, I'm all about like Deerfield Beach and like Boynton
yeah,
Beach.
Yeah.
Which like McDonald's that. Do you go to? What are the cross streets?
I was going to say, I don't know if we want to get into all this.
No, it's fascinating
I
radio.
I can discuss it with you.
Where did you go to high school? Hey, what was your high school teacher's name? The history teacher.
Hey, can I say this kind of conversation?
I want to know her name.
This kind of conversation would be...
Actually, you know what? It was a dude because chicks don't teach history, right?
Spanish River.
No, chicks don't know anything about history.
Hey, John, was your history teacher...
Except for Jennifer Carey.
Was your history teacher a man or a female? John.
I'm sorry.
Were you learning history or her story?
Was one of your... That was good.
Jesus
Christ. Here's the thing.
That was pretty good, Mikey.
The converse. Wait, real quick.
John from Boca. Was your history teacher in high school a male or a female?
My history teacher from high school was a female.
Fuck yourself. Get out.
Hey, this conversation about where do you hang out and what are your favorite places would be fascinating if it was two people from Salton Sea. Oh, we'd want to hear all the details.
I absolutely would be like, what streets do you hang out on?
Where do I find Val Kilmer?
All right. We got a couple. We got a couple lines, and then the show is going down. Well, because he gave me the wrong answer. He could be
kind of a dick.
I think his answer was "fuck you, Anderson."
He's kind of a dick. So, how did our conversation go, Scott? Do you remember? Do you remember what happened when you called up?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Mm. You were on, and I remember you acted like a dick. And I'm like, this guy did our website, but we still have to. But I get it now because you're very dry.
Yeah, I'm very dry and sarcastic.
Yeah, he was being like very short.
He's the kind of guy that like makes the whole room laugh, and he's just standing there deadpan like, I just said that. Yeah. Everyone's laughing right now because of me. Doesn't laugh.
Wait, you guys met before this?
Yes.
Oh, really? Where at?
Jay did.
Well, we've been hanging out and seeing movies together and stuff.
We've been trying him out as a third co-host instead of
We're talking about having another.
Are you on J-Date?
Have another section?
No.
He was once. He told me that.
I'm on OKCupid.
Alex from Boca was on J-Date once.
Look up Alex.
He's on Plenty of Fish.
You can say my name. I don't care. Mike called my, not you, Mike Catherwood called my cousin by her full name, a whore on Loveline.
So what? It's a show.
Who's your cousin?
It was weird.
What's her name?
She's a cocktail waitress in Vegas.
What's her name?
So to be fair.
Do you think anyone would date Alex just because they thought they could get closer to us? I bet that would happen.
Bridget who?
That's how pathetic our
really?
Bridget who?
People want to get close to us?
That's how pathetic? They're not pathetic. They're
don't they know we have an open door policy down here?
No.
Hey, what's her last name?
Do you want to get an open whore policy?
Last name?
You know what I'm saying?
What's Bridget's last name? Is it your last name?
No.
Is it Hot Tub? Is it Bridget Hot Tub?
No.
Because Bridget Hot Tub's a whore.
Hey, we can test this thing and see if people want to date me to meet
go
you.
Go date me.
Are you looking for a date?
M-O-N-T-I-L-L-A.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster.
I saw
on the website.
No more!
I saw an article online today that said a study proves that people who post close-up shots of themselves on dating sites are much less likely to get a date than people that show, like, blurry, faraway shots.
Yeah. Especially with girls.
You're fat.
It's like, are you fat or not?
Because anyone can put on those big buggy glasses and look hot.
Yeah. And not just that, but there's those like fat chicks that have like thin faces.
Well, the way they shoot it.
Above. The MySpace angle.
And then they cut out all this.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Hi, you're the After Disaster. How are you?
Are you a fat chick with a thin face?
How are you?
Isn't it odd that people are attracted to all kinds of people?
Yeah.
Except for the three of us. No offense. We only like super hot chicks.
Who's the three of us?
Yeah. I was just kidding.
Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you?
Trying to make it a gay connection.
Hi, you're in the After Disaster.
That was the name of Rick Taylor's live album.
Gay Connection?
Yeah.
They're doing message board open and honest, Mike. And here's one from Fomer. Has Carano ever cheated on his taxes for open and honest?
No, I haven't. And I wish I would because it kills me every year.
Not doing them is cheating, though, kind of, right?
What I do is I file an extension, and then I get effed, which is coming up right now. No, I get my accountant.
I just filed an extension in my pants.
My accountant will not even bend the truth a little bit. And she always sits me down and goes, do you want to sit in front of an IRS agent and explain what happened here?
All right. Like, Andrew W.C., Andre W.C.
Andrew W.K.?
Yeah. From a few weeks ago, maybe last week, says, my open and honest wasn't even answered at all. He's the guy who asked how much we made and how many other things we did, jobs we had and stuff.
Was your open and honest, do we like this call?
Explain how hard we work. Mike works, as far as I can tell, Carano works 30 minutes a week.
That's about right.
Tyler probably puts in 45, if I guess right, yeah?
Nah, it's a little bit more than that.
And I'm always working because I'm one of those stress fucking cases who's always working on something. So as soon as I leave here, I'll be working on something, but it's probably for free, much like this is.
I feel like I'm working all the time.
Yeah, so do I. I try to explain that to Jillian. I'm like, just because I don't go to work in the day sometimes doesn't mean that I'm fucking sweating harder than you are.
Me too. Here's the thing is I drove to Orange County. I drove to Orange County this morning very early to drop my car off to get some engine mounts replaced. And then I went and loitered and talked to people for several hours, and I was going to go see the Batman movie, which I haven't seen. And the guy called and said, my car is ready. I got in my car, drove back to L.A., and laid down and took a three-hour nap because it felt like I accomplished something. in my brain, I took credit for replacing the engine mounts in my car, and I genuinely felt like I did that work.
You were stressing about it, and you were worried about having to deal with it, and you didn't know. And then once it got done, it's like, oh.
Relief. Sweet relief.
I did that.
Which is a great Marie McKee song, by the way, on the...
Can I forgot what album it's on.
How good it would feel like if you lived in a day where you couldn't eat unless you actually tracked something down and killed it. Just how accomplished.
You would know
while
you're
eating it. Yeah.
You would know you're a caveman.
Oh, it'd be so good.
Which is more than a man.
I'm never going to accomplish that. The closest we'll ever come is like what you just said. Like you actually got somebody else to fix your car.
Hey, can somebody look online and see if there's a version of Sweet Relief by Maria McKee, and it was on the Victoria Williams. It was a benefit album because she had cerebral palsy or something like that.
What?
That song is so good.
Are you
good.
Talking to like the listeners as though they're Surrey? Yeah, what's going
on? Send me a link.
Siri.
That's how lazy I am.
Is it Siri? Surrey?
Surrey's a place in England.
I don't like this Alex. I don't care for him.
He's a little sarcastic.
Yeah. What's funny is I like Alex, the thought of Alex, but I don't like him here.
Every time I'm here, like
Scott.
I like
Scott. I don't like him on the phone, but I like him a lot here.
I gotta. Hey, I'll be honest with you.
Thank you.
That hat looks like you're in an English bar and you're gonna fight us.
Yeah, you do have.
I've actually gotten that a couple times.
A little bit of a what is it? Who's the douche that did Boondock? You look a little bit like
Troy
him.
Duffy.
Yeah,
no.
Troy Duffy.
No.
You got a Troy Duffy thing going on right now. Yeah, you do.
I look zero.
Troy
like
Duffy.
Duffy.
Yeah, a little bit Alex.
And I can do an Irish accent way better than those guys in the movies.
So. Oh really? Okay. Oh no, not this one, Tyler.
This is the song Mike asked for.
I want to clarify something right now. I don't like fart humor, but did one of you guys fart?
No. Oh, it does smell like gas in here. That means he did it, maybe.
It did not. I can promise you that.
I don't like that word.
It wasn't me.
I hate the word.
Right.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah. We bonded on this.
Did we?
Like the
all right, you're back
I,
in.
First time I was in here.
I
like,
don't like
Mike was like coming up to me and throwing it in my face.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Toronto's the worst sometimes. I mean, Catherwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into it either.
That's gross. I hate that song.
Right, can we end the show mercifully?
But I do like a hooker to take a shit on my chest now and then.
Murphy-less.
Yeah, let's end the show without any Murphys on it.
Okay.
You haven't finished all the calls.
Yeah, I have, dude. They're fucking awful. They're worthless.
Can I say that Brian, when he showed up in Palm Springs, said, I didn't really do anything on last week's show, which I agreed with, and I feel like I've done the same this week.
What?
Which is, I'm
Brian doesn't listen to this show?
He listened on the drive out.
What did you say? What are
you
talking about right now?
He goes, I listened to the after disaster while driving to Palm Springs, and he goes, you didn't really...
Well, Brian's talking to you now.
Yeah, he goes, you didn't really bring anything to the show, and I went...
Brian said this with like a straight face?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he saying that to you? Like, did you ask him?
I went.
Will you please critique my efforts on the after disaster last week?
I wasn't my best...
Why is he such a cunt sometimes? Why is that fucker such an asshole sometimes? Really? Why? What's wrong with him, do you think?
I mean, I don't know, but you know what I did
like,
notice about
don't
him?
Don't blame it on the chemo, because he was like that before the chemo.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Brian?
Blame it on the kick.
Okay, there was a point in the night where I was envious of Brian. And that's when we were ordering ice cream at the Benihana restaurant, and all of us pussied out and got the same one.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? Green tea, green tea,
green
tea.
Green tea's the best. That's
and
why.
He goes, orange. And I was like, I wanted orange too, but I didn't want to break the streak.
What? Well, that's
I would
you're
have
weird,
absolutely
then.
Done that. And I wish that I did like orange, so I could have, but I like green
tea
way
is
more.
Bomb.
I wanted orange.
Oh, so that makes out. You envious of him?
Well, I appreciate that he had the balls to get orange.
Well,
but,
yeah. On his tombstone, had the balls to order orange here, ice cream.
It's probably went more like this. He didn't just say orange. He probably said, I'll have orange. And here's why I'm going to have orange. I'll explain it to you. Hold on. Now, orange is better than green tea. More vitamin C.
If when this show gets posted, we're not all blown out, I'll be shocked because even
we won't be blown out. I promise.
Let's do it like this.
There's nothing wrong with the levels.
That's how I prefer
I was gonna
my
say, it
podcast.
Sounds like Bane, yeah.
Perhaps he's wondering why you'd shoot a man.
I'm the only man that does that sound on this podcast. Your microphone is off.
Knock it off, you guys.
Your microphone is off. Now. All right, good night, everybody.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
Wait, we haven't played the song yet.
Song.
Yeah, let's
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, honestly, you got anything you want to plug there, Scott by Scott?
No.
No? Nothing? Twitter handle?
Twitter, at Lauren Dowd. You can follow me on Twitter.
This guy's hilarious!
Why don't you mute him when he does it?
Because he's funny.
Fuck you.
Oh, wait, that's not as funny as I was thinking he was saying Lauren, your wife. Well, your wife's name's not Lauren Dowd.
Lauren
God, I'm dumb.
No, that's way funnier what he said.
Lauren White would have been hilarious. Your wife out of nowhere? That would have been fucking funny, Ty. Lauren Dowd's not bad.
We don't talk about my
That's
wife.
Kind of funny. You can follow me at Lauren White.
It's not her Twitter name.
It's not, huh? She wanted to switch her Twitter name. Oh, that's hurtful. I told Jillian a week after we're married.
Her Twitter name is White. It's not Lauren White.
If she hasn't switched all of her stuff over, like
how'd she get that?
Facebook? What?
She got what?
She got White?
No, it's not just White.
She's
it's
been
something
white.
Mike, but he won't tell me what it is because he doesn't want me to plug it right now. But if Jillian doesn't change her Facebook or MySpace or Friendster, For Foursquare.
Friendster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jillian has a Friendster. You have more
Her Napster
problems.
Account.
Her Napster account.
Her LimeWire. MD3.com
account.
Her nameplate on her office
Lycos
door.
Lycos personalized search.
Her AOL.
We have an annulment
Escape.
Plan.
An annulment?
How weird would it be if I just canceled the wedding now? Is it too late?
Can I still be a bartender?
In a weird way.
And then you can be my bartender as I drink my sorrows away in Hollywood.
And I'll just talk the entire time as if I'm performing the service.
How sad would that be if like something horrible happened and we broke it off, but I'm like, I still want to go. And I'm just sitting in your apartment.
Oh.
Like talking to a blow-up doll or something, and you still do the whole thing?
And I'm like, this is weird.
All right, that's it.
That would be terrible if we all showed up and it was just the three of us, and Anderson blow-up doll, and he's like, this is Jillian.
You know what? At least we probably have a good show the next week.
Wait, real quick. This girl I'm vaguely dating works at a...
this is Alex from Boca talking.
A place where they do, like, weddings. They cancel the wedding, and the bride, groom, everyone, the whole families, everyone showed up and just had a party.
Why not at that point, right?
It's I think it's kind of weird, right?
But they
the guy's
get
odds
they just
of,
had like
the guy's odds
they're
of
like,
getting laid
friends.
After that party were probably better than if they were
friends.
Married.
Did they hate each other?
Friend party.
She said that there was definitely some like weird.
There was everyone showed up plus one no more dude who was like the new boyfriend, and that's why they didn't get married.
Did everyone weird, dance though. On like separate sides of the room?
Well, she said it was
groom's dance floor,
two black families, and so like she said it was just like crazy, kind of like dancing. And
was it? That was the most racist
that's
thing
the
that's
most
ever,
racist
ever
been said.
It was crazy jungle dancing at the wedding.
I didn't say jungle.
They had no.
Wait, here's what you need to know. It didn't even tie in anything.
No stability. It was all over the place.
I don't know why they didn't get married.
She was saying it was like really like that.
You need to know
there's
some fun. Black people, so there's crazy dancing.
Wait, for the record, I'm
Tyler!
It was a complete and utter act.
What do you play?
Just tonight, what we were talking about.
Oh, really?
I'm like, you know what? One of these days, Tyler's going to play that horrible, horrible drop that I have in there. Corolla saying the N-word.
For the record, I'm Puerto Rican, so I can say anything, and I'm cool.
For the record, we're racist, so we can say anything we want. When I was in high school, or after high school, my girlfriend and I just thought we should go to a church, just try it out. And I said I wanted to go to one of those Baptist churches where they're singing and stuff. And I called the church to find out what time service was.
Hello?
And in the background was exactly... What you like? Whoa, you know, like that. And I was like, "This is unbelievable
in
that it's stereotypically like in the movies."
Press play on the button.
First of all, that even if you don't believe in anything, which I don't, that will be that church will be entertaining no matter what. Whether it's just music and they're having fun and it's joyous. Yeah. That's the kind of church I'd like to go to. Not really, but I'd like to go if I had to go to church. I go to that
like
one,
the revival in Blues Brothers.
When they're all when they're all dancing and everyone's getting into it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then we all go outside and eat chicken afterwards.
Wait.
Like a barbecue.
Oh. Everyone in the world likes chicken.
No, I wasn't. I didn't mean it like that. I mean, just a barbecue.
Drop it. Food racists. All of you. Except for you, Scott. Scott's my favorite. Scott's my new favorite person.
I'm Hispanic. I don't eat beans.
I'm going to appreciate this website so much. No fucking website sound, Scott. What the fuck?
Miracles in this bitch.
Oh, never mind. I'm kidding. You like that little happy with Scott, and then all of a sudden I thought it went down. All right, five conversations.
Wait,
going on.
Before we go.
Weirdest thing.
I have something to tell you.
Rick go. Taylor. Tell me.
There's a documentary that's not the best done documentary, it's very interesting, called Los Angeles Plays Los Angeles on YouTube. It's a 12-parter.
Can't do that.
And it's a movie where they. Okay.
Get an Apple TV. You can watch it on your TV. There you go. Keep going.
Are you kidding me? I'm not going to watch a movie on my TV through Apple. No. Go ahead. Don't tell me more. I just can't imagine myself watching something through YouTube.
No, that's what I'm saying. Through your Apple TV, you can...
No, I have. I'll tell you. I have YouTube through my Blu-ray player, too.
Yeah,
but it's just the quality of shit. I did watch all of the Karen Carpenter story, the Todd Haynes film.
Oh, how bad is that?
I love it.
Really?
It's so good. You forget they're Barbie dolls after a while.
You do,
forget.
But at the same time, it's just
the Karen Carpenter, you would love that.
You told me this 2 years ago, and I still haven't watched it.
Well, I'm not going to watch your 12-parter. How about that? Los
Angeles
can fuck Los
Angeles.
It's
not mine.
What's it about, though?
It just goes over why it's all about filming in Los Angeles and all. It's just very interesting. Like they go through like why they show like the Ennis House and how many people have shot there, and they explain why.
So it's like a history lesson.
The guy basically slams all of LA the entire,
but through history.
He just talks about how when people shoot in L.A., it's never realistic. And he goes, this is interesting how you walk into Griffith Park here and you come out at the docks in San Pedro.
Yeah.
And he's very sarcastic about it. And he's not a fan of it. And
wait,
he talks
is
about
he just
the,
talking about continuity errors and shooting
LA? It's every kind of error and how people don't portray L.A.
What?
Properly and
what?
How they don't shoot
movie
it right.
Clips?
Agreed.
Tons.
Okay, that sounds interesting. 12
it
parts?
Is interesting. And then he talks
how long
about how
each part. That's one of the main
12 things. Minutes.
12 so to 144 minutes.
Sean Tootle.
But he talks about, he shows like New York photography and how they shoot movies in New York and how it's a much more accurate representation of New York. And then he talks about how he shows all these clips in L.A. that it's supposed to be Chicago.
Why'd you feel like you needed to talk about this at the end of the show?
Because it was interesting.
This couldn't have happened once the mics were off.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's interesting.
But they show all these movie clips that are supposed to be other cities, like Chicago and these big cities. And he's like, see the palm trees in the background? And I was like, yeah, now that's driving me nuts. So there's palm trees in the background of this gangster movie in Chicago.
It's like Dexter's supposed to be in Miami, and they have red curbs and front license plates. Two things we don't have in Florida.
Front license plates driving
me. It's Dexter. All right, it's okay. You give it a pass.
Hey, can I ask you something about a bumper sticker from the 70s? That tight butts drive me nuts. Was that just about girls that have nice asses? Because I never got it.
What? It's about it's what it's about.
Okay, I didn't know if it had something to do with the butthole.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, why is that so unreasonable?
Because that could be tight or loose.
I don't think people are talking about
from what I from what
stickers.
I've read.
We're not that show.
It's tight butthole.
We are not that show.
All right.
I had something to end the show with, and now I forgot.
You were going to ask me if I had anything to plug, and then Tyler's going to mute me?
Yeah, that was going to happen. We need to do that.
Hey, Scott, can you make a plug-in on the site that the longer people are on the page, the bigger your logo gets on the page until at some point it takes over their screen?
Hey, you know what would be interesting is if we had Little Boy Blue on here and we said, you got anything to plug?
I don't get that.
You got to stuck his finger in the dike.
Oh, that was a corny joke.
I really enjoyed it.
Thanks. Oh, look at I'm watching it already.
Yeah, that's it.
It was a Rip Taylor joke.
But this guy's voice is very monotone and very weird, but it is interesting. It's like... City of Los Angeles.
See what I'm saying, people?
200 movies
Mike,
a year.
Mike works 30 minutes a week because he has time to find 12 by 12 minute YouTube videos to watch all of which.
I think that's the same guy that does like these 70 minute movie reviews of like Star Wars. Like he did episode one.
Awful.
He did Phantom Menace.
That was funny.
It's like 70 minutes.
Yeah, you might be right.
And it's very sarcastic. It's like, notice how everyone walks in the room this way. Like it's
No. This guy sounds like a 70s trailer guy. Like he sounds like... You know, it's City of Los Angeles.
Okay, here's what I'm going to end the show.
If you notice here,
and it's not
when they're coming down Coldwater Canyon.
Oh, gotcha.
Not worth it. Is it all like 50s clips or is it modern day stuff?
What are we doing? It goes up until like the 90s. Hey, did you guys just hear birds?
Yes.
What was that?
It was Tyler doing something.
He's got his back to us.
Oh, his name's Tom Anderson.
Tom.
It's alive.
What's going on?
It's
alive. Alright, here's the weirdest thing that happened.
You just interrupted the coolest way to end the show is just play that thing and just go to nothing. Can we do that over? Go ahead and say what here's what's gonna happen.
The weirdest thing at the bachelor party, and I realized this, and I've realized it before, but it's so goddamn true. There's four of us for the first part, right? My best man, Farron, and Max. And we got there the first night. I went out and blew out my voice that first night and then had breakfast in the morning, and then Mike Horn met us for breakfast to make us five. As soon as Mike Horn showed up, two different conversations started happening. Before that, we were all like having the same conversations and talking about like one thing. And like tonight, we got five guys in here, and that's one of the reasons why it's so goddamn chaotic. And there's like at one point, there's two conversations going on at the same time about different things.
My fault.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike Horn left, and it was just four of us, and we all galvanized again. And then a fifth person comes in, and it splits into three and two. Every single time. It's so weird how that works out. It's just something about the I don't even know what it would call. What is it?
Groupthink.
Like something sociological.
Odd numbers screw it up?
No, it's not even odd numbers. Three of us would have been fine. We all talk about the same thing. Yeah. Four people all talk about them. But as soon as a fifth person shows up, you split it into two groups.
I like how you're not trying to blame it on Mike Horn.
Oh, no, it's not. I love Mike Horn now.
I like him, too.
I mean, I always loved him before, but I'd warned people when he was going to come around because he's a pain in the ass. Since he had a kid, the guy's totally – what are we doing? We're talking about a friend that no one knows.
Hey, why don't we –
Mike Horn's like a grown man now.
Give each person their own channel, and then we can – just talk over each other, and then people can decide who they
want
to listen to.
We've talked about that
pan back and forth.
Vault. I'd be on the left side, Brian would be on the right.
Stereophonic. We can do four different channels.
That's cool. All
right, good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Tyler, play that It's Alive thing.
CheatDayMovie.com.
You have anything to plug there, Alex? CheatDay.com.
When's your movie coming out?
CheatDayMovie.com. The next couple weeks. If you go to our website, you can like hit Facebook and all that.
Give it out again.
www.cheatdaymovie.com.
You know, I got to be honest with you. People dropped that www part a long time ago.
http://.
I can never get that right. I always forget which order they're going.
I don't like it. It's not a good website.
CheatDayMovie.com.
I don't do the movie part. That's cheesy. I'm just going to go to cheatday.com. If you didn't get that, then I'm. Did they charge you too much for cheatday.com?
It didn't. Yeah, it was taken. But you
it
can
was
see
taken because no one has it.
You can see our trailers.
I mean, no one's using it.
Go on Facebook. And
how many
like
dead sites are up there?
A lot.
That's fucking stupid. The government should step in and say, hey, no more ways. No more hoarding.
Go to alexmontilla.com.
I'd rather not.
Well, no, but go to it. It just says hello world.
But they're not sending out any announcements.
Speaking of which, tweet, a.k.a.
Most new parents are a little scared when they have a baby. The Davises are terrified.
This douchebag won't let me get it.
There's only one thing wrong with the Davis baby.
Are you used to it?
It's alive. It's alive.
Yeah, that douchebag.
It
would have
come up. God damn it.
Rated PG.
I love the rating at the end. It's not even a. It's not even a.
Scary, and he's like
rated PG.
Well, hey, wait, they didn't have
general
audience. They didn't have ratings when it's
honestly, guys. No, it obviously did because it's a PG at the end. There, Alex
just made that.
It was 70s.
Scott by Scott. I would genuinely like to say thank you very much for it. The show is
please
the
don't
show.
Think you're ever coming back in.
But the website really helps us feel like we actually have a place in the world. And I'm being totally serious. Like we're kind of floating out there, but the website really kind of. And I know that Tyler spends time on it during the week. And Mike probably
yeah,
too.
Truthfully, you did a really, really incredible job. And if we didn't have... I think I'm having a stroke, by the way, because I cannot pronounce or enunciate for the last like 2 weeks.
Do you smell burnt toast?
Mike's the only one that when he says that, always. It's not funny. I'm
no,
like,
that
worried.
Really is a sign.
Yeah, I know. It's not funny at all. It's like, is this it? Is this the moment? Is it going to happen?
Stroking out?
Yeah. Imagine the ratings if he died.
I know, but like, just don't do it like in the parking lot right after the show.
Yeah, at least have the dignity to do it on air.
Tyler, get the camera.
You know what's sad? This like? Is not the first time we've talked about this, about having a heart attack on air. We've talked about that before.
Well, it's, you know what's weird about it is
the
possibility.
Totally overmodulated.
The possibility is
you are blowing up.
The possibility of me having a heart attack or stroke on the air is much, much better after I went to the doctor and realized, yeah, it's totally going to happen.
Not on air though. You're relaxed on air.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to happen in
it's
traffic.
It's the other 397 hours a week.
You know what? Why don't more people have heart attacks in traffic? Or maybe they do. You just don't know.
I think there's a lot of heart attacks while people are driving. Like when an old guy plows through a farmer's market. I think
yeah,
that
well,
could
we
be
all
like
remember
a heart attack.
That
moment.
Well, actually, yeah. The brakes are sticky.
No, that didn't. Didn't that guy get out of the car afterwards and just like be like?
He wandered around.
There was one that where he definitely aimed for people, but yeah. It happens like every 6 or 8 months if around the country, or an old guy plows through the front of a window.
I was in the car with my girlfriend, and her dad did a bunch of creatine. He was a big, strong dude. Uh-huh. Like stroked out while he was driving, went through a fence.
Stroked out is such a nice way of putting it.
In the car.
He was beating off while you're in the car with his.
I gotta go, guys.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for beating off.
Toodles.
Scott by Scott.
CheatDayMovie.com.
Last word.
Balls.
Balls? Really?
I'm so hungry now.
Should we throw this shit away?
This episode? Yes.
I'm really happy you found your wallet because that was bumming me out big time.
Am I really whining about that much?
No, but you know what? I would have been... I don't want to use the word devastated, but it would have ruined the entire trip for me if it was my wallet. I mean, absolutely ruined it.
The end.